were you listening when TJ Houshmandzadeh came on this show a short time ago and said this with regard to Juwan Jennings out-targeting Brandon Ayuk?
Business as usual. He's going to create separation. He's going to get open. You just got to get open and catch the ball. It's not like he's not getting open. Now watch it. I know Juwan Jennings, he got off yesterday. I honestly would have preferred for him to get the targets that Juwan had and Juwan get the targets that B.A. had. That's what I'm doing if I'm Shanahan, because that's what I paid him for. That's what I paid him for. You locked in with B.A. for the next 2 to 3 years. I'm going to get my money's worth. That's what I would prefer to see. That's what I would like to see. But if he's showing you when you're giving him these looks and these targets and these opportunities that he's not getting it done, obviously you're not going to put the team second and him first. If he's making plays, it's going to be helping the team. And so I just always feel like when you pay a player that amount of money, you want him to earn it, because why pay him? Like, the Niners have a great team, but they saw that they needed to keep Ayuk at a number so high. Well, let's go. I'm going to get this money's worth out you. No, I'm not putting a full tank in my car to go ride my bike.
How's that one grab you?
Well, it misses me.
I'm not putting a full tank in my car and then going to ride a bike. The analogy suggests that Brandon Ayuk now has a full tank of gas and Juwan Jennings is a bike.
Right, but that's not what took place yesterday. And I'm going through my game log again for the 17th time to just highlight where these targets were. And I look at the box score, and Jennings had 12 targets and B.A. had 10. And of the 10, B.A. had 2 drops, I think.
At least 2. And I don't know if it was 2 or 3. It was at least 2.
Juwan Jennings had 12 targets and he had 11 catches. And the one that he didn't catch, I don't believe, was a drop. It was just an incomplete pass.
Correct.
So if you want to talk about a full tank of gas and then riding a bike, I like the analogy and I get it. It's just not appropriate to what took place in this game, because Juwan Jennings got 12, Ayuk got 10. It's not like Ayuk got 2. Now, if Jennings had 12 and Brandon Ayuk had 2 targets, then the analogy might actually work, because you filled up the tank of gas, Brandon Ayuk, $30 million contract, and then you rode a bike, Juwan Jennings making $7 million, but that's not the case. You had almost even targets, and I'm looking at one of Brandon's drops, 3rd and 4 at the 40-yard line. You had already scored on your first possession, and you scored on your second possession. This was your third possession, and Ayuk with a drop on 3rd and 4, and you ended up punting the football. So that's one where your tank of gas maybe wasn't full.
Or maybe you had a full tank of gas and you got a flat tire.
Exactly.
And what do you do when you need to be somewhere a mile away and you just filled up your car with gas and you thought, man, I'm ready to ride. And then,
yeah,
flat tire. Well, then a bike ain't such a bad thing, number one. Number two, I don't love the analogy from the standpoint of kind of making Juwan Jennings feel like he is less than.
He's a bike.
Look, TJ knows a lot more about play calling than I do. He's been on an NFL sideline and been one of the guys that is getting a lot of targets. I understand that. But fundamental to my point on Friday, when I was so excited about Brock Purdy getting to play without all his weapons, because I really felt like he was going to play well, and he did. Fundamental to my point was, I believe in Kyle Shanahan, the play caller, and I believe in Brock Purdy, the deliverer. And the reason I believe in both of those things is that I believe that you can get people open even if they are not supposed stars. Meaning, ball goes to who's open. Juwan was open. I just don't know how you can look at the way that offense performed and say that the ball should have gone somewhere else. I understand if what you're trying to do is justify a contract, but then again, if the Niners are going out there to justify a contract, I would argue that's a very bad way to do business. Go out there to find the open man. If two people are open all the time, okay, I guess we could have that conversation. We know that on one play, Brandon was very open and didn't get a ball. But outside of that, I'm not going to have issue, and I said it on Friday, I don't care who you throw the ball to. Have him be open, and then Ronnie, have him catch the ball when it gets to him, which Juwan has done very well this year. 0 drops. Brandon is not. So you can call him a car and Juwan a bike, but Juwan's tires have air in them.
21 targets for Juwan, 18 catches. 20 targets for Brandon, 11 catches. Now, that doesn't mean 9 drops and 3 drops, of course, because not every pass is accurate, not every pass is catchable, and therefore a drop, but targets are almost even. Juwan Jennings has more than twice as many yards, and he's got 3 of the 4 passing touchdowns on the season. Doesn't mean that B.A. is now relegated to being wide receiver 3 when Debo comes back. It just means that this offense can thrive in many different ways. And they have had almost 400 yards of total offense in all 3 games. They've gone 401, 396, 425 on offense. So for me, this is not the time to for anybody on offense to complain about playing time or targets or touches or anything. The offense is humming. The defense is giving up 6 yards of play.
Well,
that's
okay.
The problem.
All right, we're going to go to Lori right now, 888-957-9570. And then we're going to talk about a particular 49er defensive player who just said something on social media that you may or may not like. So we'll have that for you here in just a sec. Let's go to Lori in Phoenix first. Hi, Lori. What's going on? Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. So I called because I did not like the bike comment that was like during that interview. One of the things that's made the 49ers great for as long as they've been great is that every professional team is going to have egos, but that's not how these guys operate. These guys operate, whoever's the hot hand is going to get plays. They work as a team. It's not about one guy. So to me, just because Ayuk's making 30 doesn't mean that Juwan didn't go off in the playoffs last year and help you in the Super Bowl. That's why he got an extension as well. He was in camp. He was ready to go. So you don't give targets to Ayuk just because he makes more. And if that's the kind of attitude, and again, that was TJ saying that, so I don't know if that's Brandon's attitude or not, but that's not an attitude that's going to lead to winning football for me. I think, again, that we all know that the offense goes right through CMC. But when you hear CMC talk, he talks more about the other players that help him, that help block for him. Fred Warner, another leader on the team, who wouldn't even accept a defensive award because the team lost. That's what makes this unit great. So, again, I believe in Brandon. I think Brandon is a great wide receiver. But I think Brandon needs to check his ego at the door and realize that he's got to earn it every year. And, yes, he's making a lot of money, and he can be great at what he does. But let's show it on the field as well.
Lori, it's a great call, and thank you so much. Those of you, and I know some of you, are like we see the discussion on all of our platforms right now with regard to what TJ had to say. And as you pointed out, Dibs, he's telegraphed which side of the fence that he's on. But wouldn't you have felt a lot better about it if he was like, look, you paid him $30 million, you got to feed him the ball, .. Now, B.A., when you get fed the ball, you got to catch it.
You got to eat.
I'd have felt so much better about the conversation if we had gotten that.
Of course.
Like, you can't, this is not a one-sided conversation. There's no way you can sit here today and say, well, Brandon got paid, you got to feed him the ball, and then just leave it there. Without stating that when they have fed him the ball, he has often not caught it. This has got to, at minimum, be shared.
Right.
At minimum.
Well, and that's not going to be where TJ is coming from, and I get that, and it is telegraphed, and TJ is Brandon Ayuk's personal coach, and so, yeah, you're probably not expecting fair and balanced, and I saw the YouTube comments during the interview, and people are coming at TJ and coming down his road, and that's fine, and that's fair to do it, but TJ is representing largely one side of it. But the reality is, they have fed him. He's only one target behind Juwan Jennings, and he had the 4 drops. And I'm just going through, again, the notes, and they come out in the third quarter, and they force a 3-and-out from the Rams, and the 49ers are up 14-7. First play from scrimmage is a B.A. route. They called a pass play to B.A., and Brock threw it about 7 feet over his head. Bad throw. B.A. was open. He had about a yard or two of separation, and Brock didn't hit him. And after that, Ayuk didn't get targeted for a long time in the second half. So I could see where there would be some frustration from Ayuk. The next pass plays were Jennings, 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 a drop by Bell, and then we get into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then you get to Jennings.
Catch.
Catch.
Yep.
And then you get into that final drive where it was a Purdy scramble, back-to-back Aiyuks, including one which was incomplete, and then the bell drop. So I could see where, and I don't know if TJ talked to him and BA was expressing frustration, but all you have to do from a BA standpoint is watch the second half and see that you got the first target of the second half, and then you didn't get another target until the final drive. I could see where that would be frustrating.
You think?
Even though Juwan was, and I'll just run through it, it's Juwan for 9, there was a Mason, Juwan for 32, Juwan for 14, Juwan for 15, Juwan for 6, Juwan for 6. He was cooking.
Well, I mean, sports is like that, right? And some people like it one way and some people like it the other way. And here's what I mean by that. You see it in the NBA a lot. Like, do you want Steph Curry, or back when Durant, this is probably the better comp, when Durant was here, do you like it when it's just like, here, dude, here's the ball, cook? Or do you like that ball to move, right? Mike D'Antoni, the ball finds energy, and it finds the open man, and you get a good look that way, and you have multiple people that can do it. I don't really care where you come from as a fan in terms of what you like to watch, but I think in the end, fans tend to love it more and it tends to work more if your team has that for a philosophy, team. And it can be like every time I've heard of a team doing well, you'll hear guys be like, well, it's a different guy every night. You know what I mean? Who kind of takes the lead or whatever. Sure, you can have your best players and they can get more run than the others more often than not. But I don't like this concept, and I don't think this is fully what TJ was saying, but I don't like this concept of like, well, you signed him, so now force it to him. Drop back and look for him first, as opposed to drop back and find the open man. How do you have issue on any level with what Juwan Jennings did last Sunday?
Right.
That doesn't compute to me.
And for me, you could take that even further and say, how could you have an issue with what Brock Purdy did outside of the fumble, which, I mean, that kind of caught him off guard. McKivitz got crushed on the play.
Yeah, he got sacked. I mean,
and then the throw where, Aiyuk was open down the middle, and you maybe could have or probably should have thrown it to him and it's game over, but you didn't. He still made a positive play out of it, but outside of that, and I would even go one step further and say, how would you have issue with Kyle Shanahan? And this is where TJ kind of lost me. He was intimating that Kyle Shanahan should be drawing up and scheming plays to make sure that BA is getting a chance to eat. And I just don't, and you actually followed up with him, like, are you saying that he's supposed to, like, scheme it all up
like
no matter what?
Targets are on Shanahan to deliver?
Right.
When he's not even on the field.
Exactly. And TJ, he kind of backtracked a little bit and said, no, that's not what I'm saying, but, he's your top guy, and you should, be making sure that he has a chance to go out there and eat. Brock in the second half, 10 for 14. Of the 4 incompletes, I mentioned it, the first play from scrimmage over Aiyuk's head.
Yep.
You got a couple of drops from Ronnie Bell, and I'll have to search to find the other incomplete, but the point is, 10 of 14. Oh, Aiyuk incomplete on that last drive.
Yep.
Aiyuk for 9, and then Aiyuk incomplete. I don't think it was a drop on that final drive that preceded the play to Ronnie Bell.
Was that the long one over the top that was just out of the reach of his hands?
Yeah.
Long one over the top, just out of his reach. And some Niner fans, it sounded like, thought that it was questionable. You could have called pass interference on it. It didn't offend me. But that I'm just remembering and describing the play. That's the one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at it right here. Just running back the plays here. Yeah. That's the one that he should have thrown to Aiyuk.
All right. I'm going to the defensive player on the Niners and what he just said on Twitter, we're going to get to in a second. But hold on. Let's go to Daryl in Alameda, who says Willard needs to get off BA's jock. Hi, Daryl. Daryl, thank you for calling.
Willard, you're coming off as a big-time hater of Brandon. You've been on this dude from the moment, from before he signed his contract.
Yep.
if you're the number one receiver, you're supposed to have the ball schemed to you. You do not have literally running the same routes as if Debo is out there and Kittle is out there. There were a number of times where you would go through the middle and then Jennings would come behind him. And when you talk about his drops, did you see the ball? One of the balls was literally behind him, and he tried to catch it.
Okay.
Yeah, he got two hands on it.
Daryl, do you hear yourself? Listen to what you're saying right now. You're damn right. I have been on him since August because his behavior, in my opinion, has not been okay. He seems to agree with me. When he finally signed, did a press conference, and referred to himself as a pain in the rear. If you're going to refer to him as a number one receiver, how are you going to tell me that, oh, but the ball was a touch behind him? Hold on, I thought he was a number one receiver. If he's that dude, Daryl, you don't get to excuse, oh, but the ball was a little bit off, or someone else is running other routes that are better, or his five drops. We're not going to bring that into the conversation. Daryl, like, guilty as charged. I am annoyed. I have been annoyed by this person for the last 7 weeks. Absolutely guilty.
Why are you not annoyed at our number one paid defensive guy?
I am.
He's been for a year and a half.
I am. I am annoyed by him too, but nowhere near as much. Nowhere near as much, because Brandon Ayuk asked for a specific number. He got that number. He sat on that number. His own wide receiver coach just said to us on our show that he advised him, dude, sign the deal and get in. He didn't. Then he shows up 3 weeks late and says, I was kind of a pain in the rear in the end. Then he shows up for week one and drops the ball in the end zone. And I'm supposed to be okay? Like, come on. Come on. I was a big BA fan all last year. And I'm not saying today that I'm not. But I'm allowed to call out what I find to be not very acceptable behavior. And if you want to point to Nick Bosa, he has been disappointing. But if you want to like spotlight the last 3 weeks and ask which one's playing better, Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa is playing better than Brandon Ayuk right now. Good enough? No. But I don't find this two to be equal situations right now.
Okay, the only difference that we know of is that Brandon Ayuk was literally publicly keeping us abreast of what's going on with the negotiation.
Which is a factor. Which, Daryl, that is a factor. You can't blow that off. He dragged the organization. And he was given the offer he asked for. I don't know that Nick was. I don't think Nick sat on that offer for 3 weeks and skipped camp for no reason. We've never been told that, and I don't believe that to be true. Go ahead, Daryl.
We do know that he sat and he didn't. He basically went for more than what was offered, right?
Right.
That's, fleeced the 49ers for $10 million.
You can argue that, but Daryl, if you're going to hold out for more, then get more. Brandon held out for nothing. Brandon got the offer he wanted and didn't sign it.
Okay, then that's on him. That's his fault for being stupid.
Agreed.
I'm saying,
why can't I say that then?
You're the number one receiver, and you're not getting the ball thrown to him.
You're also not catching it when it is, Daryl. Daryl, you're also not catching it when it is thrown. What do you mean, oh my God, Daryl? This is data. He's got five drops. Daryl,
let me ask you something.
Daryl, answer my question. Does he have five drops? Does he have five drops in three games or not? Is that a fact, yes or no?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
Well, then what are we talking about, Daryl?
Wait, Willard. You can't stop right there. How many times has Ayuk been wide open, more than a yard or two of separation, and literally does not get a look?
Why don't you
not get the ball thrown at him?
Daryl, unless you're watching the All 22, I don't even know if you can answer that question. I know that he was wide open at least one time for what could have, should have been a touchdown against the Rams, and Brock didn't pull the trigger. So that's one play. If you want to focus on that, you can. Brock Purdy was freaking delectable. He was awesome in that game. You cannot tell me Brandon's playing well. There's not a piece of you that can say that right now, Daryl.
Oh, my God. You guys.
Am I lying? You think he's playing well right now, Daryl?
Willard, no, he isn't. Let me tell you.
Okay,
Willard,
go ahead.
Let me say this last thing. When Jimmy G was spraying the ball too high behind receivers, I mean literally laying them out to get laid out, you guys were calling them out on it, right? If they didn't catch it. So what's the difference whether Purdy throws it behind him and he doesn't catch the ball?
Wow, Daryl. Okay, first of all, I don't even know.
What's the difference?
A huge difference. What's the difference between Jimmy and Brock? You can't be serious right now, Daryl. John McEnroe, you cannot be serious. Like, Brock Purdy threw a ball that was like maybe 6 inches behind Brandon Ayuk on a slant route. Brandon didn't catch it. I haven't even made a big deal about that play at any point. To compare what you saw from Brock Purdy last week or any other week to Jimmy Garoppolo is factually inaccurate. Plus, Jimmy hasn't even come up in this conversation. I don't even know why you just brought him up. Like, Daryl, I can meet you halfway. You want more targets for BA? Let's talk about it. But you have to add that when he has gotten targets, he's dropped them. You cannot remove that from this conversation, Daryl.
So if you're an athlete, there is a rhythm, whether it does across any game that you play.
Yes.
There's a rhythm. If you're number one and you do not get the ball thrown to you, you're going to get ticked and your head may not be in the game.
And Daryl, who's responsible? Who's responsible for the lack of rhythm? I would argue, and thank you so much, Daryl. I'm not hanging up on you for any other reason than our clock. Who's responsible for Brandon Ayuk's rhythm when he was offered $30 million on August 5th and sat for 3.5 weeks? Who's responsible for his rhythm? That's what I'd ask.
Officially, 2 drops for Brandon Ayuk, according to multiple stat services.
In that game.
In the season. He's got 2 drops.
That's not accurate.
Well, that's just, everyone looks at drops differently. And, you know, when you, like the play in the end zone, when he dives and gets 2 hands on it, yeah, you should make that catch.
Yeah.
I don't believe that that's credited as a drop.
Well, then I got my own stats, because that's a drop.
I'm just saying.
Especially if we
don't
want to go.
During that little back and forth, but I was doing the research on exactly how many drops he has.
He's a number one, Dibs. He's a number one.
Right, 2 drops, which is tied for 4th most in the league.
Yeah.